AJ is old. We got to turn his headphones up.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
Who's the old man over here?
I'm halfway to 90.
So let's go with it. 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. Happy birthday, Keith.
Thank you. Yes.
Happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
That's
a
great name for a band, halfway to 90.
So I'm sure he has it all figured out. How many more weekends do you have left of your life?
Saturdays.
It's Saturdays.
Right. It's under 2,000, I believe, if the average man dies at 76.
That is the wrong way to look at things.
So, but the good thing is I've looked at it this way forever. So it's not like this is a new thing. I've looked at this way since I was like 16.
Yeah, he's got that
every
whole
Saturday. It has to be the ultimate Saturday because you're running out of Saturday.
He's got that whole glass half broken thing.
I went to Philadelphia and I had a great time. I had a giant cheesesteak.
No, you got it at the wrong place.
I went to I've been to all the places. I've
the
been
Saturday
to the place.
Saturday before that?
You keep eating cheesesteaks.
I don't remember the Saturday before that. I'm assuming it was good.
Yeah.
I should write these down. But, you know, it's been...
So you have how many Saturdays left?
Well, we got to do the exact math, but it's like a little less than 2,000. That's about how many are left. So I'm 76 minus 45, right? So I have 31 years left, and there are 52 Saturdays a year, so it's 1,612 Saturdays, give or take.
What's this? Wow, 1,000.
This is not nuts at all, no.
So I have 1,000. Now, you got to remember, those Saturdays in my 70s are just going to be garbage, right? I'm peeing myself.
No. 76?
76. Yeah. I mean,
how old is the president?
Oh,
the United States.
Right, 78.
That's true. There are exceptions.
78.
And my grandfather lived till 87. My dad's 75. So, you know, some people are beating the odds, but we've talked about my diet before. Like, you know, who knows? Okay. I haven't exercised yet, ever. So,
yeah. But you're a thin guy.
Right, but, you know, what am I going to look like in 20 years?
A gust of wind might take him away. You never know.
I've already had a donut.
Today.
Right.
It's your birthday.
I'm going to go donut pizza steak. That's going to be my day.
Nice. That's a good day.
Kevin brought me some Cheez-Its, so I might throw those in.
He's a great friend.
Yeah.
How are you celebrating the weekend?
So I'm going to Boston tomorrow. To live that Saturday, I'm going to go to Boston tomorrow.
Nice.
So, yeah, and my parents are coming to visit
your
today.
Your crew, got your pack that you travel with.
So it'll be loud and steaks again. So
any
be,
games, concerts?
No, just
nothing.
Yelling. Just regular.
Yelling and drinking.
Regular, normal yelling.
So like at the office, basically.
Right, it's like here, but with more booze.
Right.
He talks so loud. We almost got kicked out of a fancy restaurant once.
It's not.
Because he was just talking.
Right. Maybe I'll be softer tomorrow.
Doubt it.
No
As
way.
I get older, maybe I'll get softer. No one knows.
No, you won't be able to hear yourself, so you have to talk louder.
Exactly.
That's true. Right. Phil makes a good point.
What's the first thing he says when he walks in the studio? Turn my headphones up.
Right. No, I've been tested because people say, like, you're so loud, your ears are broken. So I got them tested, and my ears seem fine.
No, they say really? Loud, our ears are broken. Get that one wrong.
Right, give me my intro. I'm ready for it.
Yeah, so this is going to be tied into your birthday?
What?
This list?
Oh, yes, it is. Yeah. Right.
Heyman Law, Boss Keith, top five.
Now, this is an interactive top five list. I need all your help.
Oh,
okay.
Interactive.
Okay, good.
So now that I've reached halfway to 90, here are the top five questions that need answering. So number five, we've talked a lot about diet, hot dogs, tater tots. I had hot dogs last night. Last night at 44, I had two hot dogs, hard cheese, and like 12 tater tots.
Your last meal is 44?
Yeah, it was a hot dog.
Great.
Meal. What should I really be eating when we're talking Monday through Thursday? Let's take the weekend out of it. I'm
meat
taking
salad.
Suggestion.
Meat and salad.
Soup.
Soup. So you think Monday through Thursday
gruel.
Should
soup.
Just be different types of soup?
He needs gruel.
No, you make one soup on Sunday. You eat off of it all week.
Oh.
And then you go crazy Friday and Saturday. Maybe half a day Sunday.
Right.
And then you're back on it.
So the workday ends on Tuesday. And I'm like, okay, time
soup.
To go home. Oh, some soup.
Some minestrone. Here we go.
That's right.
Hey.
And Wednesday?
Soup.
Hey.
Soup. And Thursday's a really hard day, and it's 5:30, and I'm like, oh, I got to get home. I got to have my...
Minestrone. Soup.
That's right.
It's too late now. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, you'll jump out the window.
Stick to your 100 hot dogs a year.
Seriously, it's been working so far.
Hey, Jay, what's your meal plan during the week?
My meal plan, I usually have like meat and salad.
So you don't have any carbs. It's no carbs, though, right? So no tater tots.
Well, I'll have a hamburger or hot dogs one time during the week.
So AJ and I eat the same. I eat meat all week.
With a bun?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's not as healthy as the hype. He just works out a lot.
No, Phil can't even get that box of donuts in here without him wrestling it out of his hands.
Oh, yeah. I totally like sucked down a maple bacon. It was awesome.
So number three. Oh, sorry, number four.
Uh-oh.
Well, already. The cog is beginning to fall.
So will I ever have a new band that will become my favorite?
Or no.
Right. So the question is, will I be like all the angry people that email me that want more Jethro Tull songs?
Yes.
So you think now that I've reached this age, I'm done having a new favorite band?
Yes.
So I'm stuck with just the bands from before.
You've been done since like 1989.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's now you damn kids.
Yeah,
what year were you born?
I was born in 1976.
76.
So my favorite, so I guess your favorite bands are the bands when you were in high school. So that's Nirvana, Pearl Jam, U2, which are all sort of my favorite bands.
And depressing.
But there's got to be like a new band coming that I'm like, yeah, but not at like 50.
The Killers, I guess, right?
Right, but
that's the newer one.
That was 2004. That's almost 20 years ago.
Like Greta Van Susteren.
There's them.
Yeah, but that's fake. They're like fake Led Zeppelin, so that's like not a new sound.
No, that's CNN.
Right. Yeah, it's a flubble I made this week.
I hear you can't pronounce countries very well or cities or whatever. Yeah.
Nothing.
Not great.
Pudukon is nice.
So you all agree that I'm done. The bands that I like now are the bands that
I like.
But
you've been done. This is news to you. You have people over at your house and you put on a YouTube live concert video and cry while it's
Bono has a restraining order against
it's
you.
Been good. This ship has sailed.
Right.
All right.
Band's done. Song maybe. Like if you see a movie that's particularly moving with a song in the background, maybe you connect to that. But band done.
Yeah. Jeez. All right, number three. I'm going to name four things. You tell me if I'm going to see them in my lifetime, assuming that I live to 76 years old.
Okay,
ready?
Why would you pick 76?
That's
Why
when the average man
86?
Died. No, I'm just going
say
by
above average.
But I'm going by the average.
This is the vice president of programming of the company.
He is
average.
But no, but health what?
Right. We want someone who's above average, who shoots high.
Queen is played 543 times a week.
All right, here we go. All right. Will I see this in my lifetime?
Okay.
Landing on Mars.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think so, yeah.
Ashley's sort of a no.
A human.
Human landing on Mars. Yeah,
I think so, yeah.
You're all in a group. No, three in one?
You didn't say it had to be a live human.
No, that's a face of a woman who doesn't care.
I've never heard anything more true.
Landing on Mars is sort of a big deal. Okay, right. Self-driving cars, where nobody drives anymore. It's all self-driving cars.
They already got that happening.
No, but the roads are full of them.
No. Not full of? No.
That, yes,
no.
I think.
No.
Yes.
No. No.
Me and my car club,
and
no way to hell, no.
No, I think there are people who won't ever give it up.
Yeah. My car club, no way.
I think they take them from
you. Two car clubs.
Nope. I see.
Oh,
nope.
Yeah.
That ain't happening.
I think the government says you're out of luck and you're in the self-driving
car. Then we shall rise against.
You're going to rise against the machines?
Right, exactly. The resistance.
Wait, hold on. Wait. What was the big technology when he was born?
1976, is that what you said?
The telephone?
Bicentennial Quarter.
There was no cell phone.
Right, there was no cell phones. There weren't laptops. There was none of these things.
There were no home computers.
Right.
Right.
And you're saying... And another 45, like he's halfway, you know, based on hour and a half.
Right, yeah. In another 40
you're
years?
You're saying we're not going to, when we have, you drove in a car, AJ, you drove in a Tesla.
Yeah.
That drove you.
Yeah, it drove
right
me.
Now.
Right.
And you don't think.
It's not going to be all.
So you don't think
not,
by
not
the
40
entire,
years?
Not the entire
will,
rows, no.
Really?
Yeah.
I just think you don't want it to be. Just because you right. don't want it to be, doesn't mean it won't be.
And AJ, you'll be dead.
No,
you
we don't be have to part worry of the resistance.
I'll be
I'll be part of the resistance.
We don't have to worry.
This is based on his life, not yours.
My dead body will block the road.
All right, next one.
In AJ's life, that's Fast and Furious 15.
Exactly.
Fight the machines.
What was the big technology in 1976?
In 1976, the floppy disk was invented.
Right. It's ridiculous. Like, there's a big difference in 40 years.
There you go.
I still say no.
All right.
So, yes.
I'm with AJ.
Switches. Will we have switches, light switches, things that you turn on and off? I think no switches by the time in my lifetime.
That's more believable. I think.
There'll be a chip in your brain, and you'll want the light to go on, and it'll go on.
He'll be older and do the clapper. Like the old lady in the commercial who should have pacemaker off.
What we've learned here is AJ doesn't want time to ever move forward.
He's still in 1976.
Exactly. It was a great place.
All right, here's question two for the group. Should I try something new, and what should that be? Exercise. Should it be chewing tobacco? Because I've never done it.
No.
No.
Oh, no.
Or mushrooms.
Have you milked a cow?
Yes. Definitely
I've never done mushrooms.
My God. That's a Netflix special.
Yeah. No, Netflix.
Because it's legal in D.C. So technically, we could go to D.C. and I could do mushrooms, like in the street, and not worry about it.
Oh, that has to be the event for the next ratings book.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Elfie just got very excited about that announcement, by the way.
But is there something? Is there something besides those things that you think? Oh, you should go do.
Have you milked a cow?
No.
Well, there you go.
Oh, all right. I mean, that seems like weird, but I guess I could do. That.
Mushrooms right. would be the gift that keeps. Going.
You've never been more excited about anything that I've ever said in this segment.
This is great.
I think he should ride like one of those bucking Broncos. That's what
I've never done that either. Not even at a bar. Not anything like that.
All right. And who's going to change his diaper when he's a paralegal?
He'll become Stephen Hawking.
Right. Yeah. True. All right. And now, number one, the heaviest one of the bit here.
Okay.
Are all my good days gone, or will I have another monumental day? So you figure you have 10 monumental days in your life. Driver's license, prom, graduation, first real job, first house, wedding, kid, then your funeral. Am I going to is there going to be another big day that really matters?
Yeah, when you do my kids.
Well, if you include your kids.
Yeah.
Right, so I guess my kid's wedding.
Graduation?
Right, but is that going to be as big as mine?
I don't know.
Keith!
When they graduate
I'm just
college,
out there.
You are off the hook financially. That is a big day for you.
All right, so kids, high school, grad, so all kids stuff, but I mean personally.
Yes,
personally.
What if you like randomly walk into an Apple store and Bono's in there? That's a monumental
that would
day
be a big,
in your
okay,
life.
So there could be something like that. Like right.
But you've met
like
Bono.
Yeah. Right, I have.
No, but like a
was
random.
That weird? He'll probably remember you because
be like, oh, you asked me that weird
crying
question,
and,
you nerd.
Yeah, when Bono goes, oh, crap, he's here. And looks for a rear entrance, yes.
What do you think, AJ?
I think he has one more good day.
One more.
That's it. That's one
gonna,
more good day.
That's going to be the mushroom day.
That's great. Wow.
All right, guys, that's the list.
Okay. Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Happy
birthday.
Damon Law, Boss Keith, top five.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.